AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. Defense Department says U.S. forces boarded an oil tanker overnight that was previously sanctioned for smuggling Iranian crude oil in Asia. On social media, the Pentagon said that U.S. forces, quote, conducted a right of visit maritime interdiction and boarded the MT Tiffany without incident. Ship tracking data showed the Tiffany in the Indian Ocean between Sri Lanka and Indonesia. The statement added that, quote, international waters are not a refuge for sanctioned vessels. Meanwhile, two regional officials say the U.S. and Iran have signaled that they will hold a new round of ceasefire talks in Pakistan's capital. Neither Iran nor the U.S. have publicly confirmed the timing of the talks. Japan is dropping its ban on lethal weapons exports, the AP's Foster Klug explains.
Since 1945, Japan has banned the export of lethal weapons. This was part of the pacifist constitution written by the American occupying force after the war. In a major pivot on Tuesday, the country scrapped that ban. One of the world's biggest economies can now sell missiles, fighter jets, destroyers, and other major arms technology. The move comes as Japan boosts its military amid worries about Chinese and North Korean aggression. Opponents say the change violates Japan's pacifist constitution and will increase global tensions. In principle, Japan still will not export lethal weapons to countries at war. In its biggest deal ever, Japan is moving forward to deliver a $6.5 billion fleet of Japanese-designed frigates to Australia.
The White House says Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer is out of President Trump's cabinet after multiple allegations of abusing her position's power, including having an affair with a subordinate and drinking alcohol on the job. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. C.J. McCollum scored 32 points to help the Hawks rally for a 107-106 victory over the Knicks in hostile New York to tie their East first-round series at one game apiece.
I am no villain. I'm a nice guy with two kids and a wife. I think it's admiration.
Victor Wembanyama of the Spurs became the first unanimous selection as the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Jordan Martinook beat Linus Ullmark from the slot at 13:53 of the second overtime to help the Hurricanes beat the Senators 3-2 for a 2-0 East first-round series lead. John Carrier broke the Boston Marathon course record in 2 hours, 1 minute, 52 seconds for his second straight men's race victory. Sharon Lokedi joined her fellow Kenyan as a back-to-back champion, winning the women's race in 2:18:51.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.